Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion on comfort, and today I want to hone in on comfort in business. Now, if we look at most businesses, and they're going to continue to do what they do until their effectiveness at doing that is impacted. So let's assume for a second you're in the business of making bicycle helmets. And there's been a new development in terms of the molding process that dramatically cuts costs. The challenge with it is it's a big initial outlay to buy the machinery or the equipment to do what you need done. So you could be an early adopter, or you could be that company that just waits to see how it plays out. But what if you wait too long because you're comfortable? Right? So as this producer, you're comfortable doing what you're doing. You've got a nice profit margin. Your business is working well. And so you resist the change. And by resisting the change, you're giving your competitors the opportunity to catch up to you and essentially produce at a lower cost over time. And so all of a sudden, you get to the point where your profit margins start to dwindle because they're able to sell their bicycle, or your competitors are able to sell those bicycle helmets for less money. And now you've got to react, and you're reacting in crisis mode because all of a sudden you're losing money. So you were comfortable for a while, you rested on those laurels, and it turned around and it came back and bit you. Right? So that's how many businesses operate. They will stay in that comfort zone until a crisis actually forces change. But if instead they could push continually to reinvent themselves, then they could avert a crisis. So the way you want to think of this is by making a series of small course corrections. If you're the captain of a boat, what you're going to do to get to your destination, it's not just a straight line where you point your boat in and you go. No, you're continually making a series of course corrections to get where you want to go. Now, the thing is, it's difficult to be both comfortable and dynamic at the same time. Because if you're going to make those course corrections and you're going to be changing, that makes you a dynamic company. How can you be comfortable and dynamic both? It's difficult, maybe impossible. But if your goal of your business is to be an industry leader, and if your goal in your business is to withstand the test of time, the answer is not comfort. In the end, the mark of a great company is one that's willing to change even when things are going well. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about comfort at home. But for today, if you are running a business or you're an integral part of that business, think about how you operate. Do you run a company, or are you part of a company that stays in a comfort zone until there's a crisis? Or are you that dynamic company that's continually changing to address the challenges and looking forward? Remember what I said, the mark of a great company is one that's willing to change even when things are going well.